got your mind clear. Trust me, it ain't easy to die or be alive here. It's what you bring to the pot or what you pioneer. Shawty, is we linking or not? You ain't buying my little piece of facade. She keep the wild flair. Calmness that I fiend to adopt to keep a smile near. And when the meaning the prize, you give a life. It ain't always gonna be meat on the prize, but it's the ride there. Taught me what the dream of a life without a trial. Yeah, it's crawling if it mean I can fly. I put my all in, I bleed for the God. Save my child, yeah. I don't need it aside.
So many conversations.
You don't need a child.
There's so many conversations.
I'm not your enemy.
There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations.
Okay, so another band that I loved was at Oceaga. And when this track back on 74 came out, I was like, wow, I didn't even really need this. Like, Jungle has such a huge discography for me. And Madison was describing earlier that, yeah, I love a really good groove. But back on 74 came out, and they were at Oceaga, and I've missed them. Like, I feel like I've been close to seeing Jungle for many years, and I've missed them. And on the final night of that festival, I was exhausted but determined, and I'm so glad that we pushed through for that show, because I was exhausted and whatever, but I was emotional when they came out. Like, I was so into it, and they present like music student nerds. They all have their little keyboards and they're all dancing, but they're presenting as a band that you would see that maybe studied music together. I don't know their history. I do want to look that up, because they have that energy, and they were everything that night. I was so excited, and it made me revisit a song called Casio that's not as new, but I have been listening to it so much. They were my band on Spotify Wrapped. They were the band I listened to the most, and I think it's because after I saw them, I just couldn't stop going back, which was wonderful.
Casio, playing on my heart just like a Casio. Breaking it apart so you can let it go. Oh, wait another year, that's not original. I'll send a call, alright, let's go now. Just want the keys back to my vehicle. They're just gonna tell you that I wasn't here. And I just wanna tell you this is how I feel. I know you feel, I know you feel it. Just like a Casio, drinking it up so you can let it go. We're dirty, that's not original. Send a call, alright, let's go now.
When all your dreams are gone and you're still home. Cindy and Madison, it's been great to wrap up this 2024 of music. So much has happened. We missed so much. We've forgotten more than we've remembered about this crazy year of music. But I can't wait to see 2025 and meet again here maybe in a year's time and talk all about this again.
Amazing. Thank you so much, you guys.
Hey, Rue, how's it going?
Hey, guys. It's been a little while.
It has been. You've been away from us for a little bit, and you've been exploring music without... you know, our input and telling us about it. So we needed to catch up with you before the end of 2024 to find out what you've been listening to, who you've been seeing live, and give us your sort of wrap up of 2024 all at once.
I feel like there are definitely shows where we all kind of went together or like had kind of moments where some of us were there. And so we've talked about some of these shows and albums and stuff on Indie Wake Up. But I just feel like if we zoom out of 2024 for a little bit, it's just been like a year of a lot of dance music and a lot of great pop music. Just to zoom out of it, a lot of like female artists have also been doing great stuff, some of whom I know Cindy and I have seen at like Oceaga and stuff. You guys also went and saw some great artists like in Toronto and stuff this year. And, you know, it's been a lot of kind of female artists establishing that they can basically do whatever they want, whether it's like in pop music, in punk music. And I guess that just kind of is a lot of the shows that I've seen this year. You know, people in pop, in rock, in punk, in hip hop, a lot of stuff's been happening. Where should we start?
If people know Rue, they know that she's always at a gig, no matter where she goes. And I want to know if you could possibly narrow it down to one gig that you saw this year, in Kingston or not, that really like stood out in your mind. You're going to remember this for a while.
Let's start with Kingston, just to keep it local. I feel like one of the best shows that I saw this year is definitely a tie between either they're both album launch shows, but one is the album launch show of The Wilderness that I think a lot of us were at back in April. And I think this show also kind of stands out now as a show that can't be repeated because it was one of the last Blue Martini shows that we saw. Mm-hmm. That's a venue that doesn't exist anymore in Kingston. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Running in the road. daybreak. Let's turn off the TV, get in bed. Gotta work in the morning and it's getting late. Try and close your eyes, forget it's nearly sunrise. We're talking about running out, getting sober. What's the late freeze up for? Out twice over. Well, if this shit's getting old, then we're older. Yeah, we're older. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of our bad habits. I'm afraid of falling in the ordinary mess. Our midweek sadness. Are we moving backwards? Running in the wrong direction. I'm afraid of nothing less than everything before everything comes crashing. If tomorrow's war we can take, it's tonight, let's just stay awake. Hold back the daybreak.
I don't know what we went in expecting for that show, because like we've all seen The Wilderness before, and they usually have like a big, pretty explosive show. But there was just something so different about it this time when they came in, and you know, they were like strutting around the stage, walking all over, kind of like monkey barring everywhere. They had the vibe that you get when you get when you go to a Wilderness show, which is all like, you know, it's going to be one big cathartic therapy session kind of thing. But that with their new songs and the way it was like sold and even oversold to capacity, the way they had people driving in from, I think, Florida or Miami and places, like they've really got big international fans at this point and people who wanted to be there for that release show. And I just feel like it was a big special moment for them. And as always, they put on a really good show. So I just feel like that's been hard to top in Kingston this year. You guys were at that show.
I was there, yes. And I think it was like, it really felt like a culmination of the Wilderness's building over the last couple of years. And that Wilderness energy that you've come to expect just like cranked to the highest level that it could possibly get to in the Blue Martini.
I know. Second one was also at the Blue Martini, and it also was an album release show. It was, now there were two nights of this show, the Tiny Horse themed album launch party shows. They had one, the first one, which was like a kind of pink country kind of night. And the second one was their disco themed night, because I guess you've got a little feel of both on the album. I feel like it sums up their album as well. Sort of country, sort of sad, folky, acoustic, and also in places really kind of fun 70s pop music and like really extra. And I feel like I went to the pop music night, the disco themed one, the 70s themed one. And I feel like it was one of the most interesting shows I've been to this year, because they came all dressed out. They looked really cool, you know, silly sunglasses, the mirror ball, you know, lights everywhere. And they just like, you know, they asked everybody in the crowd as well to dress up and come along. And I feel like outside of maybe themed nights at like Stages and Ale, we haven't seen a lot of that, like audience participation from artists in Kingston, at least.
Don't go silly fellas, no. All the good tunes are made in the 60s. And
So I feel like that was almost the start of something. And like, they were such good performers. You know, they'd come from kind of making music in their bedrooms, because I think Kiara and two of them were housemates. And so they were just kind of through lockdown making music in their room together. And I don't think they expected it to get as big as it did. But then, you know, they put together a band. They got going in like 21-ish when things started opening up. They had the Glorious Sons opening slot, like at the then Leon Center. And then from there, it's just gone. Yeah, it's just gone on to being one of the most interesting albums and one of the most interesting launch shows that we've seen this year. Because there was just something so different about it that we've never seen in Kingston or haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, no, those two shows, I actually wasn't at either of them, and I really feel like I've missed out. So you guys, you know, obviously they were standouts for you. But going off of that, could you pick one album in particular? A song is a little bit too hard, but one release, let's say, from a local artist that stood out to you this year?
I'm actually gonna say that Tiny Horse's album, mm-hmm. First Rodeo, debut album, it's got like everything from kind of fun pop music to some choruses that are so catchy that I can't believe they're not on like a national year-end list, to stuff that's almost sort of like boy genius in the best way. I feel like it's the best album. Songs like New Religion, songs like Kiss Me at 1%, all of those are like proper indie rock hits, really. And then the way they perform them when they come out and do it all live is also so incredible. I feel like they should be like the artist to highlight for this year from Kingston.
You and your blue eyes telling white lies every night.
Every night.
Hands up if you're not doing something that you like.
Not one to notice you stopped growing, so did I.
Good news and bad news can be the same at different times. I'm sick of losing. I'm done with hearing. I'm not right. It's so confusing. Oh God.
Oh,
Yeah, they've had a big year, and even like they were part of the Isabelle's like Friday night series, which brings an entirely different crowd as well. And then also they opened for Priyanka, the drag queen, when she came through Kingston. So it's like they're really covering a lot of bases, and you know, a lot of different people like really enjoy their music, which is testament to what they're sharing.
And shining a light on like queer music in Kingston as well.
And then stepping outside of Kingston more broadly, because we know that you're not always just here. Did you see a show anywhere else that really stood out to you as well? Because you've been around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to be obvious, but the Fontaine's DC shows that I went to were
shows
incredible.
Plural.
Well, I'll say Fontaine's DC in Montreal were one of my favorite shows that I saw this year. I also have to say that seeing The Last Dinner Party, they were one of the most incredible performers generally. And I'm going to say Kneecap were also one of my favorite artists to see live, because like their show kind of transcends being just a hip hop show or just being a punk show. And it's somewhere in between and just was the craziest kind of, you know, they seem like they're just three DJs on this huge stage, but they really fill it up well. They came, like when they were playing, they had one of their members, one third of the group, had a broken foot. And you don't expect that they'd be able to bring that kind of energy wearing a huge cast. But the way that you just didn't feel that they missed a single beat the whole time, and like all the stuff just leading up to their album and everything was incredible. The album was called Fine Art. And that album as well, it's just crazy to like show up to a place like Toronto and hear 700 people singing in Irish.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
Air slum. Na kar for gumle dog hood swinchy. Na jan analyse mo hood linchy. My chain loves hood, so I wish you could do a version for him but PG.
Nah.
Send me it when you can. He's your number one fan. His first word we called their land, so we understand all the tree keg on. He slowly started knee skull and V shot. He just thinks you guys are lethal. I know he's a wee bit young, try to keep it from him, Jonathan my yeehaw. Go guard tish on my new ghost raider. 40 odd wrist smells like cider. Try to talk business to me with this in your teeth. Back at the grader.
Cap, problem shoot. Knuckle and shans go chocolate live. Stick a wee tune out just for the kids, cause my two ones they love you the best. Oh fuck shit, ways up mess for the general who too late to get pissed. Somebody smoke every penny getting off of our test. There's no act, it's just the way it is, really.
You'll find me in a snug of a dimly lit rich rum down pub. Face all smoke in a place I love. Seeing how fuck I can get on government funds. That's another pint done. Already jumped solo Lauren Column. And up walks some random standing over me rapping one of my songs.
My far short hair is problem to call. Not chocolate, Jerry, a shocker and all. I can't try fat and a druggie or a bad ass. Tell me I ride at me with your wife. Oh, here for a minute that I call your crane. A car rule tossing the hustling with the blade. Oh, and no off, get a right to the tin. Now you're crying on Twitter and that's a win-win.
On the Nolan Show today, a mural of a burning police car and chance of get the Brits out.
Yeah.
This is Ireland 2022. Rapper Kneecap said a mural was unveiled as just a piece of fine art. Fine art. Fine art.
C-E-I-R-T-I, you say it needs more chunky art lines. The color of figure will last, but collapse. The Kneecap, the Kurigi, call a mark. So you're wondering why we take ages to release music. We're always on stages, all over in different places. Rockin' balaclavas on our faces.
You can love us or hate us, won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scum, missing out on cases. You can love us or hate us, won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scum, more...
Fine art.
Fine art.
Fine art.
So that album too, Fine Art, that's also on the list.
Yeah, I mean, we have to talk album releases for just the broader world as well. Lots and lots of good music this year, but if can you narrow it down to one kind of standout top album for Rue of 2024?
Well, like I said, I don't want to be obvious, but the Fontaines album is there for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to mention a few others which are just like honorary top albums of the year. I feel like Bob Villain had a really good album. It's a really like important album for this time as well. Just kind of them being like a really political voice in punk music and stuff and bringing in their perspective to it and doing the kind of grind punk thing.
Dream big.
Important album, English Teacher, whose album This Could Be Texas was just like, you know, sort of poetry, kind of post-punk, this kind of like different perspective that doesn't sound like London, and it won the Mercury Prize in the UK.
Of a dry stone wall, seas rise, sun used to play in the fall. Primary colors on the way to the public house to break up a fight between a mistress and a mother and a lover and his spouse. But don't take their prejudice to heart. They hate everyone. The world around them never showed how loving can be fun. And that's why they are how they are. And that's why they don't get very far. That's why they are how they are. And that's why they don't get very far. Chips, gravy, and cheese on your knees, watching the sun settle down. When we were younger, we go find something to do, Mom said. There was no. But now I don't see those cobbles and curbs. I don't hear the blues anymore. I've got a war of roses for it. I am the step and I am the thorn. So don't take our prejudice to heart. We hate.
An album by Ezra Collective.
Love
called Dance. Yeah, Dance, No One's Watching. Mm-hmm. Again, just like doing a lot of things for sort of jazz, neo-jazz, hip-hop influenced jazz kind of thing that was really good.
us to ain't nothing here we need to see. And no one watching me, no one's here, so let the music make you tall. We can find a way to separate from yesterday, so go ahead and forget.
There was an artist called Berwyn, B-E-R-W-Y-N, who also put out an almost like spoken word sort of hip-hop album this year. And just like kind of the themes he explored this year were on this album were really good. He's also, I think, the only guy to have won been nominated for a Mercury Prize on a mixtape, so not an album.
Interesting.
So that's like a big thing.
Stop all this drinking. I'm tipsy and look at the time. I might pop a Molly this evening. Try to get some good out of life, but lately I feel like I'm tweaking, like I'm being pulled by the tide. I wear my shits out in public to hide all this pain in my eyes. Drinking and I'm drowning, I'm drowning in slow motion, drowning my emotions, trying to stay afloat, but I'm drowning, drowning in this magic potion, drowning my emotions, trying to stay afloat. I stay at home and do dishes. Lately I don't go outside. I used to have blind faith,
nowadays I don't know if I'm going the right way. Up and down these highways. These days everyone's chasing these riches. These days everyone's chasing these lights. And I'm losing my patience, cause I don't know the way. I can't lose this for nothing. We got so much to stay. Drinking and drowning,
drowning
in slow motion, drowning my emotions. Trying to stay afloat, but I'm drowning,
drowning
in this magic potion. Drowning my emotions. Trying to stay afloat.
They say the kids these days are savage. The kids these days are damaged. When they see you through the cameras, it's like nothing even matters. Because these days are savage, but the kids these days are damaged. And I'm struggling to manage, cause most days I just feel average. But the kids these days are savage, but the kids these days are damaged. When they see you through the cameras, it's like nothing really matters. But the kids these days are savage, all these kids these days are damaged. And I'm struggling to manage, cause most days I just feel average.
Drinking, drowning,
drowning
in slow motion. Drowning my emotions, trying to stay afloat, but I'm drowning,
drowning
in this magic potion. Drowning my emotions, trying to stay afloat, but I'm drowning,
drowning
in slow motion. Drowning my emotions, trying to stay afloat, but I'm drowning,
drowning
in this magic potion. Drowning my emotions, trying to stay afloat.
I think this one will be on Madison's list as well. Rachel Tinariri.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, her album as well. It's like, you know, not really R&B, not really pop, not really indie, but somewhere in between. And it was so much fun.
Yeah, definitely.
She's had a great year.
Just a little more time, was it?
you. I think she opened for Sabrina Carpenter this year.
She did. Yeah. Man, Rue, you've given us a lot of food for thought. And I'm guessing that this list could be a lot longer. But so your number one is definitely Fontaines. It's your final answer?
I think so. Like, in spite of it all, it's just been a huge year for Fontaines.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we'll see how all the awards season goes. But
yeah, nominated for the Grammys.
Yeah, we might not be the
big
only one.
Big thing for an indie band.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for this little recap, Rue. So great to chat with you. Always a pleasure to catch up. But some of Rue's recommendations, in case you needed a reminder, The Wilderness, Kneecap, Last Dinner Party, Fontaines DC, Bob Villain, English Teacher, Ezra Collective, Berwyn, Rachel Shinariri, and I'm sure there's many, many more. But, you know, in this wrap-up, end-of-year situation, you know, Rue's picks are some good ones. So you're in safe hands.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This 5-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmony, layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream I Won't Lie on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm doing fine. Got messed up again. Stop seeing all my friends. I was stuck in my head, but the way someone said, I look like a mess. Now I know what they meant. Now I just need some rest. Probably meant me the best. Yeah, I've been on stupid long. You don't gotta worry what I'm working on. Those days are gone. Can't hear anybody tell me wrong. Think I just need a break. Put me on a boat in a big old lake. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie. I got the recipe. Wherever I'm cooking is a place to be. Not like obsessively, we'll have a good time on any street. Well, if you wanna ride with me, gotta find time for the comedy. Have a kind of attitude, a little bit of authenticity. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. What the? Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I will... I have been advised to listen to this record.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local artist Kakao's third album, Quantum Entanglement, released on November 29th. Quantum Entanglement is inspired by the cosmic placement of the soul in the universe, connected as one with a newly sober mind fueling the creation process. The album channels the focus of intent and inspiration of spirituality in raising the vibrational state of self and awareness in the connection of souls with quantum entanglement theories. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quantum Entanglement on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it entitled Affinity here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.